Theses number 3, the amazing brain.
The human race is the planet's preeminent learning species. After all, it's our brains that give us our superiority, not our muscles. Now, the brain has evolved over vast periods of time to become the most complex organism in the known universe. It is an exquisitely tuned evolutionary response to the diversity of all those things around us, which humans have had to know about since the beginning of time. It is only very recently that advances in medical and cognitive science have enabled scientists to appreciate the significance of the amazing and complex interconnectivity and complexity of the human brain. Although weighing little more than 3 pounds, the brain represents only about 2% of our body mass. Yet it is extraordinarily energy hungry, for it consumes a massive 20% of the oxygen taken in by our lungs. The brain contains 1 million neurons, with wiring between them of some 100,000 kilometres, which is equivalent to going twice around the globe at the equator in your brain and in every child's brain. The number of potential connections between the neurons is estimated at 1,000,000,000,000, while the possible number of synaptic connections is probably more than all the leaves on all the trees in the entire face of the earth. Hard as it may be to imagine, every human has just such a brain. A mind-boggling thought, quite literally. Contrary to the limited perceptions of only a generation or so ago, the brain is characterized by potential growth, not inevitable decay. While it is economic in its use of resources and therefore continually rids itself of excess neurons before and after birth, the brain's prime characteristic is its ability to self-organize. After a stroke, for example, the brain's plasticity enables it to build new networks that bypass the devastated area and thereby creates ever more novel and denser networks which are then frequently interconnected as solutions to new problems. A brain in use is a brain under continuous reconstruction. If you don't use it, you lose it. The brain is adept at handling a variety of situations simultaneously. It is this which makes it possible for each of us to react moment by moment to our immediate environment, whilst also thinking about a variety of abstract matters and working out what we may do in an hour's or month's time, like thinking about sex whilst building a house or thinking about building a house while having sex. The brain is essentially a survival system. It takes very seriously those things which matter most. And learning is what it does automatically when it is engaged in something it deems to be important. The more stimulating the feedback system, the more effective is the learning, for we are driven as much by emotions as we are by logic. Thus, and here's the secret, intrinsic motivation is far more significant than extrinsic. We do things well because we're interested in them, not because we're going to get a reward. Children who learn because they want to work something out that matters to them are much more resilient and determined in the face of a problem than the children who seek external rewards. When in trouble, the first group searches even harder for a novel solution, while the latter looks for external causes to blame for the failure. And we adults do exactly the same. It is all this which makes us who we are. The generations that are at the leading edge of human evolution and human capability.